This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 82 for Wednesday, September 28th. Ice canola futures turned higher on Wednesday after spending most of the morning to the downside. At the final settlement, the November canola contract adds $9.40 at $8.38.5 per ton. The January contract advances $8.50 at $8.46.90 per ton. Support is coming from gains in European rapeseed and Chicago soybeans. Upticks in global crude oil prices are spilling over into vegetable oils. Declines in Chicago soy oil and soy meal, as well as Malaysian palm oil, temper further increases. As the United States dollar retreats from 20-year highs, the Canadian dollar is on the rise. The loonie climbs to 73.46 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close, a 72.85. Well above temperatures are being felt in Alberta and Saskatchewan today, pushing as high as 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Manitoba is in the high teens. With little rain in the immediate forecast, good harvest progress should be made. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says 9 to 15 inches of rain are needed over much of the U.S. Midwest and Southern Plains to end the current drought. Ukraine is requesting export corridors through Europe as the deal with Russia to move grain out of the Black Sea ports becomes more precarious. Results from the referendum in territories occupied by Russia has them leaving Ukraine to be annexed by Russia. However, Ukraine and the West denounced the referendum as being a sham. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production for the week ending September 23rd averaged 855,000 barrels per day. That's the lowest average since February 26th of last year. Ethanol stocks add 190,000 barrels at 22.7 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn around on Wednesday. The November contract nudges up 0.75 cents at $14.09 per bushel. But December soy oil loses about 0.25 cents at 62.15 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down 90 cents at $4.1270 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the December contract adds 3 cents at $6.705 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its December contract adding 8 cents at $3.78. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago December tacks on 32 cents at $9.03. Kansas City December advances 33 cents at $9.76. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 26.5 cents at $9.69.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 28th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.